Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Did you see the latest tea on The Rock, Dwayne Johnson?
No. What's he doing now? What's ya?
Look at you with your big smile on your face. That smile is about to turn right upside down.
No, what I mean is like, he's always such a goody two-shoes. What's the tea like?
He's been pissing into old water bottles and leaving them around sets.
Okay. For what reason?
Like, while he's shooting.
Just for the crack, like a Jared Leto kind of sick trick kind of thing.
I don't know if it's sick trick or just like, he basically said, he was like, when I'm doing workouts, I'll just pee in a water bottle. But like, and I think like long, like I think he's saying as if like, it's because of like the intensity that he has in the gym.
That he can't go to the...
But then people kind of came out being like, yeah, he does this on sets. But also, do you not have a private gym? Like, you're surely rich enough to have like a bathroom or built just into your gym.
Or even a urinal off to the side.
Yeah.
No?
I don't understand. What would be, if somebody could explain, what would be the issue with like stopping your pump, finishing your rep and going to the jacks?
Does he deal with while he's on the equipment? I'm like, what?
That what would stop you from taking a break?
Yeah. As like, we look at Carla, we've said it time and time again, we don't have willies, we will never know.
No, we'll never know. She's having a banger.
Oh, that's, see that fucking baby that I have. She's wrecking head this week.
Oh, no.
Ah, no, this week she's wrecking me head now.
Oh.
She's like teething and all. It's just an inconvenience.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like, exactly. I know. You don't need to be fucking making a song and dance about it.
We've all done it. Get over it.
Look at this, I've done it twice.
Yeah.
See?
Wait until you get the genetics of the bad teeth, babe.
Yeah.
Then fucking tell me all about it.
Then cry about it.
And you have to reset them teeth 3 or 4 times, babe. Let's have a chat about it then, okay?
Oh, she's a weapon.
You do feel sorry for them,
they're so helpless, and it is like, it's terrible. And I have all of the bits. I've the stuff from the north, the good stuff from the night again. And
bit of Feminex.
Bit of Oxy.
No, what's in Feminex that made a band?
It was
because it was Sublime.
Oh, it was Sublime.
It was Sublime.
There was paracetamol, codeine, and it was some sort of
stunning.
What the fuck was
relaxant?
It?
I don't know what it was.
It was a drowsy antihistamine. Oh no, sorry, apologies. It was paracetamol, codeine, and I fucking lost it again. It's gone.
Oh my god! It was a vibe, is what it was.
It was
paracetamol, codeine, and a vibe.
It was. Yeah, it gave me cotton mouth though.
Yeah, but
for
you take that
some
over
some reason. Yeah, like it was. It was the stuff that's in Buscopan. So basically, if you take
relaxant, some kind of form of relaxant, like muscle relaxant.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was the codeine that did that here. That thing, you know, that thing we all got.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me just look up the actual ingredients because it shouldn't have slapped the way that it did.
It was gorgeous.
Because you can still take, and I didn't fucking tell you this, sorry. But you can still take a copious amount of a mixture of drugs that will make a Feminax. But it still doesn't slap the way the Feminax did.
No, it did. Like, did it have caffeine in it too or something? I don't know what it was. It was
hang on a sec.
Stunning.
Oh, I see, do I have to change it? Oh, here's the old package. Hang on a sec, right. Where's the...
The packaging was
codeine,
so aggressively female.
Yeah, so codeine, don't know how many milligrams, paracetamol and hyoscine. Hyoscine is in Buscopan. paracetamol, as you know, and then codeine. I'd just like to know the amount of codeine in it, because if it's the same as Norfin Plus, hang on a sec, it doesn't actually say. I'll look.
Anyway,
I'll
it's look gone. Anyway, it's gone. For anybody who doesn't know what Feminex is, you lost out. I'm so sorry about this. It was a stunning cramp reliever.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
It was everything.
Yeah. Highly addictive.
It was she.
It was her. She was.
She was her, and
we all had our Feminex era. Yeah. That's one thing. Yeah, you want to make fun of millennials? We had Feminex.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, whatever, Gen Z. You'll never know. Yes. You'll never know the highs, the highest highs, and the lowest lows. You won't know them.
You won't know them. You missed out, Biash. You missed them out. Just okay. Paracetamol, codeine A. Oh, that's the same as sulpidine.
Okay, it's getting boring now.
Caffeine, same as sulpidine. And hyoscine. So yeah, buscopan, sulpidine, do the same thing to you. Apparently, it doesn't slap the way.
But you didn't hear that from Jen.
Didn't hear that from me. Yeah, I don't work in pharmacy anymore. I don't give a shit. Tell all your mates.
Yeah, but it's probably not the best on.
Yeah, I know. All right, whatever.
Public Wi-Fi. I was about to say, what's wrong? Public Wi-Fi, Jen.
Carla has she has the hay fever.
Sorry, little order of business. If I'm trying my best here, lads, I'm lamping everything out of it. All the nasal sprays, the eyes sprays.
This is now a drug scan. This is now the fabulous pharmacist.
Yeah. I'm doing it all. Because the weather has been so shit, it's obviously, I thought I got away with it because a lot of like my hormones and stuff have changed. So yeah. I thought I was above the law.
Yeah.
No. No, I'm not. So this whole week has been a shit show. So I am trying my best. If you hear a little sneeze, no, you didn't. If you hear a little sniffle, you certainly didn't hear that.
We'll try and make it entertaining if they make it in. If not, I'll try and go back over and I'll be like, reshoot, do that again now. Yeah. Do it again.
Yeah. So as I said, itchy throat, the voice doesn't sound amazing. And I was only voice noting one of my friends earlier on being like, I'm up to the fucking bollocks. And she was like, I was only saying this to one of the girls.
Hmm.
But she was like, I knew you'd be up the walls. I knew it because I'm starting to get a bit.
Mm.
So anyway, my hearts are going out there for you. One other piece of business before we move into this week's topic, which I'm hoping you're all going to have a ball with.
It's a fun one.
Because I have a very recent one as well that we can go through.
A personal experience.
A personal experience of a friend that literally happened today.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, love right. That. I know, I was like, did you fucking know? Anyway, Tiglin Ireland. So Tiglin is a non-profit organisation. And at the moment, they have put out like an emergency outreach for clothing donations.
Okay.
So I know we're coming into the bank holiday weekend. You guys are probably listening to this on Bank Holiday Sunday. I had actually planned in my diary to do a spring clear out and to pack all my stuff away. But they're in desperate need of clothing donations. And their location is on Pier Street.
Okay.
So if anybody's in the city centre, if anybody's going to the city centre, they've put it out there. They really, really, really have need for any unwanted men's or women's clothing, any coats or socks, and any unused underwear.
Okay.
So if you're in pennies over the weekend, getting your bits and your bobs, mm-hmm. grab an extra pack.
Yeah.
And then pop that in with your bits and your bobs into Tiglin. Dire need.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Thanks very much for that.
That's no worries.
Very, very good. This episode, though, we did discuss it on, was it Mad Neighbours?
It was Mad Neighbours.
And yeah, because there was on Patreon, there was a story about a mad neighbour who sent a dick pic into the estate WhatsApp. Now, we could get a bit of longevity out of this, right? We could do WhatsApp mistakes and we can do the estate WhatsApp, which I do think people will have
stories
for. Yeah,
we touched on the estate WhatsApp before. The estate WhatsApp a little bit on the Mad Neighbours part.
The page.
Two?
Yeah.
Part two on Patreon. But today, my friends,
It's WhatsApp mistakes in general. Yeah.
Yeah.
This kind of came up. I had, well, in work, there was an experience where somebody typed into the group and she didn't know how to delete it. So she handed the phone over to her son. He deleted it, but just for her. So she was no longer in control of the situation. Everybody else could still see it and she had no access to it at all. And then obviously the moderator of the group deleted it. She got reefed and that kind of thing. But an awful lot of hot water going on there. And I think, because when I first saw it and I knew exactly what was after happening, I was speechless. I was like, oh. Like, it was like I was actually getting shot. Oh. was holding my stomach out and was like, what's that happening? Like, what's going on? I couldn't even get the words out. I was like, oh God. Oh, dear Lord Jesus Christ. Can't believe it.
Very bad.
So we said, let's do an episode on that.
We said, why not?
Why not?
Yeah. I've done a few. I've mentioned this before, that when I was, myself and Tom were courting, I sent him a Snapchat that was absolutely not meant for the bloke that you fancy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Spot cream.
Lovely.
You know.
And that's how he fell in love. Mistrustful bun.
Yeah. Triple chin. Upside down. Lying on the... kind of, you know, one of those.
Yeah.
And I sent it to him and I didn't realise I had sent it to him until I got a reply.
Yeah.
And it was like, lol, what was that? Blah, blah, blah. And I was... and I got, the phone, flung it. I mean,
it's
fucking...
it's a visceral reaction, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't calm down.
Yeah.
Couldn't come. Wouldn't need a Feminex to put me down. Like, it was, it was honestly, and it was way too early.
In the
way but too I mean, early in the talking out. Stage.
Yeah.
Way too early in the talking stage to let that.
And what have you talked about that since? Like,
yeah, he doesn't remember it.
Does he not?
No, he was like, I don't really see the difference. I was like, okay, wow.
So,
like, what?
Yeah.
He was just like, I don't really remember that. And I was like, oh my God, so sorry, it wasn't meant for you. And he was like, yeah, it just didn't, like, he was like, yeah, it didn't make sense. Like, the right, do you remember you used to take photos and put a write, like a paragraph on it on Snapchat? Yeah. Do you remember that was the whole thing?
Yeah.
You literally take a photo of you being like, yeah, well, I said, blah, blah, blah. You know? That was like how you communicated with people. It was pathetic.
That's so weird.
This was before you could like chat on Snapchat and everything. Yeah. So it had to be like.
Such a weird app, wasn't it?
It's development. Do you remember Draw Me?
No.
Do you remember that bit, like, was the precursor to Snapchat?
Yeah, kind of. It's sniggling a little bit of a memory.
And you could, like, add your friend and you'd, like, draw the photo together. And that was, like, the precursor flirting app to fucking Snapchat. That's how old we are.
Okay, yeah. I think I heard about it. I never delved.
2012 kind of
right, okay.
thing. Hilarious. That was what we were all at. We were using that fucking Draw Me app to flirt.
Okay, lovely.
Like, WhatsApp hadn't really, like, it was there and we were using it, but we weren't, like...
It's do you remember, lads, what happened to Viber?
Sorry, Viber. That was another one. Viber.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? You'd record the Voxer, where you'd record the voice notes. This is before WhatsApp had voice notes, and we thought that it was wow.
Yeah. Oh, there she goes. Shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry.
A little shiver. Yeah, Viber, Jesus.
That was the spot.
That was... just an unnecessary purple app beside WhatsApp and your messenger.
But you could call through Viber. So it was before WhatsApp had the call feature, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
It was just, yeah. Because you have to remember, it was like all these generations. Like Snapchat was just the photos. Then it was photos with text. Then you could use Snapchat chat. Then you could do Snapchat stories. Then you could do, you know,
Discovery
and
all that. Yeah, yeah. I feel like Viber was to Bebo what WhatsApp was to Facebook in a way.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Kind of. Because I always saw WhatsApp as like the older, more mature brother. And that I never really went near.
I was real hesitant. I don't know why. I was so hesitant.
It was all for Viber. Because it was like groups on that and stuff. Like that used to be our old, like in my old job, that used to be our group chat. Oh, was Viber.
Okay.
But then it got to a point where that was the only reason I had Viber.
Okay.
Because everybody had switched to WhatsApp.
You were holding on.
But it was the same with Bebo. Like, everybody was on Bebo and there was only, like, the mature people were on WhatsApp and it was kind of like, don't really want to dip me toe. I'll sign up, but I'm not using it. I'll have it there. I think I'd fucking use the same thought process to, like, invest in these things when they're new. Be great, wouldn't it? Bono invested $7 million, I think, into Facebook when it first came out.
Bono?
Yeah.
Clever fuck.
Oh, meant it. But I was like, imagine somebody to turn around to you when, like, 2008 and Facebook was just about
popping
and said, like, here, you have 250 quid to dispose of your dink. Give that to Facebook and see what happens. I would have never let go of 250 quid, but to have the option would have been nice.
I know.
Do you know?
I wish people told us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like investing in Amazon stocks before COVID. Like, if we'd only just.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. If you'd only just twigged it.
Oh, wouldn't it be great? If somebody could fucking let us know.
Yes. Yes. Somebody's out there playing the market. We would like to also play the market.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't want to learn about it.
Just tell me what to do.
Just tell me where to put my money.
Thank you so much.
And then we'll be okay.
I know, yeah. Anyway, we digress.
We digress. So that was like, that still burned into my brain. I think I did it once when I was younger, when I was fighting with my mom. like sent her the message instead of sending like my mate the message.
Right.
But I don't think it was that.
I remember doing it to an ex before and I was sent him a message that I shouldn't have sent him per se. It was another bloke.
Oh dear.
Now this was...
But could you play it off?
Yeah.
Oh, lucky.
I could.
See, the worst is when you can't. Like there's no playing off. Like my cousin, God bless her, search somebody's name as a status on Facebook instead of searching,
God.
And I was like, oh, and I remember I sent it to her and she was like, I'm, and I was like, it's grand. I was like, it just so happened I popped on and it was there, do you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's such a mad thing to do, but it can happen to anyone.
Have you seen that post before? Like, you know, the screenshots from Facebook and like iPhone from years ago, all the things that people used to make you do. So I think something went up. Some Elwyn in America put it up and she was just like, you know, if you type in the search bar or on Facebook, it automatically blocks them or something like that if their name comes up in blue.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so she started, people started commenting on the people that they wanted.
And it'd be like, hi, Margaret. Be like, oh, hello.
Yeah, yeah.
It was great. Another thing that I did that was absolutely, like, I've done a couple of things. I've sent emails with the wrong name.
Oh yeah, that's triggering.
Yeah, but it's annoying because it's like, say if you're reaching out to an influencer, or say you're reaching out to like somebody in a marketing department, and it's kind of a copy and paste situation.
Yeah.
And you forget to fucking
change the name,
and you're like, oh. Now it's happened loads of times where I've gotten sent things, and I'm like, oh, I know who that is.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, interesting. I know who else you were reaching.
This only happened to us last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, they just pulled a name from thin air, I feel, but...
That was odd. That was strange. And their response was even stranger.
Oh, what?
It was like, lol, yeah, of course I meant you. And I was like, well... okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah, all right.
Okay, well, there's a million podcasts. Yeah.
Okay, grand.
Yeah.
They know we're coming.
Yeah.
Me and Leah are on the way. We're on route.
We're on route. And it's always my fucking name,
it
too.
It is. I don't know always why. My name. You always get fucking shafted. I don't know what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I might just, any emails I get from Hey You from now on, I'll just divert them directly to you.
Absolute nightmare. No, do you know what I did once? And it was, oh, it was a fucking nightmare. But it was kind of like, and so I had to put somebody on disciplinary. So you have like your documents, your template document to put somebody on disciplinary. And one of the other girls, so like the way it used, this is previous, long time ago, everybody had different sections. So you'd have different managers.
Mm-hmm.
So like not all the managers would communicate, not all the people would communicate. But one of my friends was seeing if somebody on her team qualified for a disciplinary. And she was like, can you send me the template?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, sure. But I sent her the notes. But I actually sent my manager instead of sending it to her. Because the last person who I'd sent the notes to was my manager. Do you get me?
Okay.
So, and he replied being like, is there a reason why you're resending this to me 6 months after, or like whatever amount of months after the disciplinary? And I called him and I was like, oh my God. But then he was like, who's going on? Did you know? So I was like, I can't, this is so awkward. Because I like was trying to send the template. And he's like, well, thank God you sent me, because you didn't send the fucking template. You sent the actual notes.
Oh,
so thank fuck it was to me.
Shit.
So it was like a double.
Double
then he
whammy.
Was like, well, who are you sending that to? And I was like, oh.
Shit.
So I was like, oh. I was like, I can't really. Like, it wasn't that big a deal. But you know the way you're like.
I just wish I hadn't have fucking done this.
That would have bounced. Yeah. That would have bounced to her manager. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah,
and it was like, oh, I was like, oh my God. And I was like, thank fuck I didn't send her the notes.
Yeah.
But I was trying to send the template, but I ended up sending the fucking notes. And then I must have been like replying to too many emails at the same time. So you know when you do that and you're like, no, or you're replying to a text message and you're like, this is not what?
Yeah, email threads freak me out.
I know.
Especially on your phone.
Yes, because, so this happened to a friend that she works as a vendor, and one of the other vendors forwarded on the thread that she was having with the party.
Okay.
And they're bitching about her in the thread.
No.
And see, I was like, I was like, I would literally reply and be like, hi guys, clearly this wasn't meant for me. I'm actually now fully booked on that date.
Yeah. Jesus.
But she was like, no, I'm just going to ignore her. I was like, no, fuck that.
I know. It's fuck a bit mad.
That.
I know.
Fuck that.
I think I might have done it in the past too, like a PR. I think they wanted. Because I haven't heard from them since, but their initial, it might have been during lockdown, they wanted to pay me in crisps, essentially. Okay.
I think you told us this before years ago. This was ages ago, was it?
We were recording in Rays.
Yeah.
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 And I was trying to forward the email to my manager. And I basically said, this, I don't know if you want to look into it. I just let him fucking deal with it all. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, is this a good move? Is this, do you want to negotiate? Whatever the fuck. I don't deal with this
shit.
Who
needs hundreds of euros
worth of crisps? And I was like, because in the email, I was like, he's trying to pay me in crisps. I don't know if you want to entertain this or not. It's a bit ridiculous. That was what I sent to my manager, but I'm pretty sure I replied
to them.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, you're like, I probably would have said it to your face. Yeah, you're kind of like, to be honest, we kind of.
He has to have known it was a fucking mad offer, like.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
In the first place.
Now, there has been times where I've kind of like, there's been times where there's been like ridiculous, so this is probably for last week's episode, where I've gotten ridiculous things and I've literally been like, let me just list out all the reasons why this won't happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's only when I've had time.
Fair play, yeah.
Yeah, and like I'll literally write it really, really particularly and be like, there you go.
I'd hate to be on the tail end of like a bad service with you though.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah.
I really would, because I've seen you taking calls where you were fucked about before and I was just like, I would hate to be that person on the other end of that phone. Fuck me, you're intimidating.
Yeah.
Like you take no shit.
No, and I think it's just because I don't have time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I literally and it's not even me being like, I don't have time. No, it's like in my brain, I just have to get to the root of the issue.
Yeah.
I have to figure it out.
No, it's the way to be. Yeah.
And
but
I am,
you know,
very
what?
Direct as a person. Yeah. So then that comes into like, you add a professional edge to it and it becomes quite steely.
No, to be fair, it is the way to be. But I think because I'm such a pussyfooter, it's foreign to me.
Yeah,
do you
know
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like if I have a problem with you, I was just like, do you know what? It's actually fine if this is the way it is, but would you maybe consider it? Do you know what I mean? You're just like, and then if you have a problem with me, it's just like, we're not doing that.
Literally. And I'm so direct.
Sometimes I'm like, there's a way to put it, Carla.
No, I don't have that in me. I was only having this conversation with my friends the other day. I was like, and I think of it often where I'm like, I wish I could be
a pussyfooter sometimes.
I just wish I could be an element.
Do you want me to train you?
Yeah, I just wish I could be soft. Like, not softer, but just like a little bit.
More. What's like, even the word for it? Yeah, I get you.
And it was like, I don't know. It's like, I don't even know the word. Not softer. The word's not softer,
no,
but
it's not.
Like just less direct. Like, more.
Just a little less harsh.
But it's not even harsh. It's direct. Like, I think harsh is saying something kind of mean.
Yeah, yeah.
No, or like with a passive aggressive edge.
Yeah.
I just am like, this is exactly the solution that I have in my head for this. You're about to, it's about to be delivered straight to you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, do you know? It's like,
it's
I coming. Can't.
Get ready for it.
And I'm like, I'm not being cruel.
Yeah, you're not trying
cruel.
To be. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just, you know, and there's no.
Isn't there, this is actually one thing that I fucking remember from school. There's aggressive, there's assertive, and then there's passive aggressive.
Yeah.
I think assertive is the word you're looking for.
Yeah.
Because I think you're more so in between aggressive and assertive.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah, I'm not passive.
No, you need to. You just need to take a few steps back into assertive, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you'd be flying it. You'd be going.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I'll be over the moon, boys and girls.
Over the blading moon.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Well, we get into the WhatsApp mistakes
yeah.
before you choke on your own breath there.
No, we could say, I know, I'm like, and then
this is what said to me, and sometimes I feel like I'm very bullish.
I've been therapizing myself in this boxy kip.
Anyway. Oh, stop. So you put a little box out. I still haven't watched that. Sorry.
What one?
The one that you put up on the Instagram.
Ah, Jennifer, you were a fucking shite, you were.
Yeah, I know.
I told you about
the little bitch crying. Like,
yeah, sure.
That sounds terrible. Fia is an absolute angel. I shouldn't be saying that about her. She's a little queen. It's just this. It's been tough 2 weeks. Somebody said, I took a screenshot of the group chat and sent it back into the group chat by mistake. I didn't realise it was about...
No. Sorry. That did happen to me.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. But it wasn't me. It was a job I had 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And... it was, there was only three of us in the WhatsApp because we were being managed by, it was like me and one other girl, and we were being managed with, like, there was a manager and two people to get me and one other girl. And she fucking screenshotted it and sent it back to us, clearly meaning to fucking screen, because she was getting arsy about something.
Oh, yeah.
So she clearly meant to, like, because our replies were, you know, Carla standard. So it was kind of like, I'd say, so she meant to.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And it was hilarious.
This little bitch.
Yeah. Well, I was like, is there a reason why you... And I literally said, was there a reason why you sent that back in here? And she was like, no, actually, sorry. No, I think my phone... I was like,
Of course. Yeah. We should actually do an episode on excuses that you come up with this sort of shit. She said, I didn't realise it for about an hour until someone asked why I did that. Oh. It was meant to send it to someone who wasn't in the group chat in the first place.
Yeah. Look, happens.
Well, everybody knows what you're... Ah.
No, and that's what I mean. I was like, I can't accuse you because it's just a screenshot of the group. But I know exactly what you're doing.
I will say, actually, this needs to be repeated. We don't see if you screenshot our DMs on Instagram or our stories. You don't need to DM us to tell us that you screenshotted something. But a kid is a great excuse because the amount of screenshots my child has taken beggars belief. So it is a good excuse.
There you go.
You don't have one. You can say Tom was
Pippin. she's crazy, that girl.
It was Tom. He was trying to grab my phone. He pressed the two buttons at once.
We're messing.
Yeah.
We're having fun.
Trying to grab my phone off me. I was saying, get the fuck away. He was like, give me that phone.
Screenshot.
Yeah. Somebody else said, this is a long one. Not me, but my mum was drunk and sent a voice message into the group chat complaining about my daughter not appreciating being brought to the FIA final in the Aviva because she wanted to go, but was in Spain. It was supposed to go to my older sister. My mum deleted it and lied about the contents, not knowing I had already listened to it. My sister's response was not getting into it. My mother still denies it. My daughter was 1 year old. Probably not the story you were looking for, but as you can tell, I'm still salty. No, it absolutely does count.
So hold on, re-explain that.
My mum was drunk and sent a voice message into the group chat.
Fucking voice message.
Yeah. Complaining about my daughter not appreciating being brought to the FAI final in the Aviva because she wanted to go but was in Spain. At the end of the day, she sent the voice note into the wrong fucking chat, and that's what we're salty about.
But it would be so annoying if it was like not getting into it. I'd be like, no, sister, dearest, yes, you are getting into it, actually. I'm going to reef you.
The other one annoying you, or the other one denying it as well. That says more about them than you.
Oh, look at Jen. Big mammy head on her.
Yeah.
It says more about
them, darling.
Don't
mind them.
Don't mind them. They're rude.
Minding them.
My friend used to work in a place for people with intellectual disabilities. She actually accidentally signed off an email to senior management with kindest or word.
Oh. That's bad enough in a setting that doesn't have anything to do with.
That's what I mean. That's bad.
In any setting, but this one in particular, fuck me. Jesus.
She still cringes now. That was over a decade ago.
God bless her. I absolutely would. Jesus, that's bad.
That's
Oh my God. Long version, I sent... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we have a question box as well, Jennifer, if you'd like to...
Sorry, so
if you'd like to view the question box.
This person.
Oh,
so okay. This is the long version, right? This is in the DMs. Mother-in-law is crazy.
Love that.
Standard.
Started off strong.
Yeah. Myself and fiance got a random message one day with a picture of a dying relative along with caption, "Not long now." My poor fiance was beyond distraught, had to leave work and all. I, on the other hand, was furious. We found out that the relative had been unwell for weeks and it just never came up in our frequent conversations with the mother-in-law. I screenshot the mother-in-law's text and furiously typed out an essay ranting off to my BFF girly group chat. Pressed send. Went back to work until I noticed a neighbour text me asking if I was okay. Checked my phone and saw that I had sent that scathing, deeply personal text into our housing estate group chat. Even worse, I went to press delete and chose the delete for me option. Why is that option there? For WhatsApp instead of delete for everyone. Still can't look at most neighbours in the eyes. Most just grateful that the fiance isn't in that group. P.S. Relative died and we had to find out funeral details through my cousins of fiance, since the mother-in-law was angry at us for calling her out on her insensitivity and refused to tell us anything. Fiance's relative lived in another country. So that's just the context behind it. But I don't think that's the worst of it. Do you know what I mean? You're not talking about the people that you've sent it to.
But like the estate WhatsApp, who cares?
No, I wouldn't care about that.
Well, again, it's like deeply personal. And you'd be like, that's kind of... I'd be like, ha ha, but I'd never remember what that said.
No.
You know what I mean? In a couple of years' time.
But then I suppose there are neighbours out there that are just like, oh, that's your one. Yeah. She has awful trouble with the mother-in-law. When I tell you about the message she sent into the group chat for. Because there would be neighbours that are like that.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, I actually saw something through, I don't know who I saw the video. Somebody was doing their makeup anyway, but they had this thing on, this sound on, like the video that they were doing. And it was like, I don't remember one person who was like... You know, who was, it was basically trying to say that, you know, that you might be insensitive or be a bit sensitive about like wearing something and feel a bit insecure about it. It was basically the perspective of the other person saying, I don't remember one person who might have felt,
I
don't remember seeing somebody and going, yeah, look what horse you like.
And
that kind of thing.
I always think this about like my arms because I hate my arms. And I was like trying on clothes the other day and being like, no, well, I won't wear that because my arms. And I was like, hold on. Who is looking at these arms?
Who is looking at the arms? Nobody.
No one's going to be like, look at her arms.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, that's so wild to me. And it was like, I had to like get that into my own head. I was like, oh God.
Yeah. But I even like with the whole Tom thing, the way that he doesn't remember you sending that picture, like it's not a core memory for him, but you feel like it's like one of the worst things that happened at the start. But he doesn't remember that. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
So I do think it's when you're beating yourself up about something, getting a little deep on you for a little minute. Don't, you know, just think of that. Like, when's the last time you remember something like that happening? Like, you don't remember the details. It's not... Everybody's
no
obsessed
walk up
with
to you
themselves,
and be like,
their grand.
Yeah. Like, no one's going to walk up to you and be like, your arms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you would want to be a certain kind of special to fucking go up and say something to somebody like that. Do you know?
True. Years ago, I tried to take a screenshot of a notification on my phone to send into our friends group chat. Probably something childish, like a boy liking my photo, etc. I can't remember because what happened after has shook me still to this day. At the time I took the screenshot, I was texting one of the girls privately about another girl in the group, ranting and bitching. I sent the screenshot into our group chat without a second thought. Those were the days before you could delete messages. My intention was to have a laugh about the notification at the top of the screen, but all the group chat saw was me bitching and naming names about another girl in that group.
Oh, God.
I didn't even cop on that you could see the message until the subject of the message texted me privately. I learned my lesson. It was very hurtful for her and I feel so, so bad. But I was so dumb and my heart felt like it was going to fall out of my ass. We're still friends now and all's forgiven.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that it's all okay, but that's one thing that would go. And yeah, see, if it's about someone specific, there is a chance of the other person having a bit of a memory of that, like,
yeah,
skip
I'd
what I said
that.
Last skip the last
I'd remember that
said.
for sure
yeah. Was bitching about a friend who always cancels plans and called them an annoying cunt and accidentally sent it to them. Safe to say we had it out and there and then. Oh, but that's good. I like that he's going to have it out then and there.
See,
and then.
If you get caught, you're just going to have to be like,
ah, okay, sorry about that. I probably should have said it to you, your face.
It's like, I always think about, you know, like Bravo shows where it's like things are happening. There's happening.
I'm going to see it.
And then it's like they go into their own little interview section and you do realise there's a reunion coming. You're going to have to discuss that.
Yeah.
That you just said.
I always think, because, you know, when
they can't be shocked when people are annoyed.
Yeah, or they're trying to keep something fucking secret, and it's just, you do know it's going out on TV.
Yeah, it's like I'm watching The Valley at the moment, which is like a spin-off of Vanderpump Rules,
right?
And it's about like it's very old, like one or two very old cast members and lots of new groups of friends.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the wives is apparently having an affair with Quentin Tarantino.
Okay,
which is mad.
Right.
And if anybody's watching The Valley, don't worry, I've done the sleuthing. That's the person that they're talking about, the director that they're talking about. It's apparently that person. And one of the girls keeps being like, oh, don't worry, I'll keep your secret. Like, everyone can see this. This is on TV, okay? This is on national television. Yeah?
Yeah, international.
It's like, I'm keeping her secret. And then it goes into the interviews and it's like, so what's the secret? I'm not saying. And then it's like everybody keeps going on and on about like the secret. And it's like, what's the secret? And then like the secret turns out that, well, sorry, one of the secrets is apparently like she's married, this woman, at this point in time. They're not anymore. They're separated, which is, you know, thankful. Because after watching it, I was like,
Fair.
Is she apparently had a boyfriend, like some kind of like full on affair going on the side.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so funny because I'm like, you like, this is on TV.
Yeah.
This is on television. You can't take that back. You know what I mean? You can't really take that back. And it's like one of the other cast members, Kristen Doty, who is made for reality television, because it's like she forgets she's there.
Oh, yeah.
Consistently.
It's great when they're a bit stupid.
And she's like, I feel bad for her at the same time because they always use her as like the scapegoat. Right. But she does take something and put a spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like this same husband who's in that relationship, well, I'm sorry, now separated, Jesse, he was like at the fair with some of the guys and he said something like, I don't know if my marriage will last another 2 months, ha ha, because they've been going to a counsellor.
Mm-hmm.
And she turned that into, he said he's going to divorce you in the next couple of weeks.
Right.
You know, this kind of thing. Yeah. And then it was like, she got that information from her boyfriend who was there that day. And her boyfriend was like, but I didn't say that. And she's like, well, what did you say then? He's like, I told you verbatim what I said. And then they like level them all together.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Where they do like the whoop. I love it. I'm like, this is so messy.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with this. This is so wild.
Yeah.
But it's like another, this is exactly how Kristen Doty's mind goes. Like another thing that happened was, and I love the show because I'm like, yes, like Vanderpump Rules is shit this season. So I'm like, oh yeah, this is what we need. There was same woman who was apparently having this affair and all these allegations are around, was having dinner with another one of the people in the group. And they, you know, they have those new laws coming in against the LGBTQ plus community.
No.
Oh, there's in America, you know, the way anyway, we're not going to get into it. But she had said something like, I just want the children to be protected. Something fucking stupid,
fuck,
you know,
off.
One of those fucking stupid things.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I think this information got relayed back to Kristen and it was said, I think, you know, that's what said that obviously the person who was telling her is gay. And he was like, that obviously really hurt me because like I'm part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And like hearing this back really like, you know, hurt. And he was like, I don't know if she's like more of a Republican. Kristen Doty went and told everyone that she was a racist and a Republican.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's like, this is on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, how? And she's like, right, well then what was said? I was like, yeah, like this is mad. This is madness, but it's so good.
Yeah, it's good for TV.
Because they just keep forgetting. I'm like, how do you keep forgetting this?
Yeah.
You're on TV. Anyway, it's 6 episodes in. I highly, if you're into like Below Deck, if you're into Bravo, if you're into Housewives, The Valley is so unhinged. It's like proper old school 2012.
Right.
Reality. You know, okay. Where it was like we were getting like the mess that we were witnessing.
Yeah.
If you're a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fan, like imagine Beast X10. It's crazy the stuff that they're letting go on.
Right.
And that won't be around in a couple more years.
No.
You got to appreciate the mess when you have it.
Pretty much. Well, shall we get into our unpopular opinion of the week?
I feel so. I don't believe, and stay with me now, that women experience boredom.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with you.
We're not bored.
No.
Boredom? No. We are not. We can be restless. We can be many things. But women, I feel like boredom is primarily a male
yeah.
emotion. What would you call it? Emotion? What is it? State? Works. Mental state? I don't know. Yeah. Anyway. Reserved. Mood. Women grow out of it. Like teenagers, yeah. Teenage girls, sure. They think they're bored. They're actually not. But they think they're bored. But I truly, and anyone I say this to is like, oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like when I explain it to them, I'm like, no, think about it.
There's always something to do.
There's always something to do as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Always, always, always something to do as a woman. I am never, ever, I don't think I know the feeling of bored.
Yeah.
I really don't think I know the feeling of bored.
Like, I procrastinate a lot and I think I mix that up with boredom.
But that's not boredom.
It's not boredom.
That's not boredom at all.
Yeah.
Think about it. That's actually the feeling of boredom, that feeling of sitting in a doctor's with a phone out of battery, like in a waiting room. Do you know what I mean? Where you're like sitting and like that kind of like actual true boredom feeling. The feeling that you can see goes on in men's heads consistently and quite often.
Yeah.
I don't have that. No. I don't think, but everyone I say this to is like, oh my God, yeah. And I'm like, the more that I think, like, there's just always, always something to be doing.
Yeah.
Constantly. That's whether that's like the shop or cleaning your makeup brushes
yeah.
or organizing a press, or there's always something to be doing.
Yeah. No, I think you're totally right. Because I'm just trying to think back of when I lived in Summer Hill, like before I had kids. But even me days off, they were just rammed.
Rammed. Wall to wall. And I say this consistently, particularly when it comes to the conversation that that keeps coming up lately about like working.
Yeah.
I don't dream of labour. I wish I could not work. That would be ideal. That would be incredible. That would be everything. But when I have that conversation with men, they're like, ah, no, you get bored. No, don't know that.
No.
Nope. I had 3 months off there not too long ago. Mm. I was wall to wall. When I mean I was every day, yeah. I had shit to do.
That's very true.
All of the time.
And I think the dream would be to be a lady of leisure. But yeah. I mean a proper, you have a cleaner.
Yeah.
You have somebody to run your errands. You have a nanny.
But even if I had a cleaner, a nanny, someone to run my errands and a personal assistant, I'd still be wall to wall. I'd find a way.
Yeah, I suppose. We probably don't let ourselves be bored, do we?
No, that's what I mean. It's not in. I don't think, I actually really don't believe it's in us.
Yeah.
I don't think, and I think people can confuse, again, procrastination, and you can confuse
being fed up.
Yeah. But it's not, that's not boredom.
Yeah,
true boredom, like when we were kids. Do you remember, you know, like that kind of like,
mm-hmm.
I only see it in men.
Yeah.
I do not know one woman who experiences boredom, like actual boredom.
That's very true.
Yeah. And I think it's a real, when you really start thinking about it, I want you all to really think about that and think about the last time that you were properly, like actually bored.
Yeah.
Not emotional, not.
You're after kicking me up. I just want to go home and delegate
loads
of stuff to Adam now. I'm just like, you privileged little prick. Yeah.
Like,
totally get it.
And it's so funny because like Tom suffers with the boredom gene because he's a man.
Mm.
And it's so funny because I keep seeing the TikToks, you know, where it's like me trying to read on the beach and it's that thing between Barbie and Ken. And she's like, Ken! And he's like, what? And she's like, go entertain yourself, go away!
Okay.
They're like, and it's this girl, she's like, just trying to read my Kindle and it's my boyfriend, I'm bored. And it's like, ah!
I know.
So like, think about it, even on a holiday, what do you want to do now? Nothing. I could sit in my room and stare at the wall and disassociate for 3 hours and be chuffed.
Yeah, very true.
I don't need a phone.
Bobby turned around to me this morning, he was like, oh. Mom, because Fee was crying, of course, this morning. And he's like, Mom, would you like to just go on holidays with me and you? And I says, not really. And he was like, why? And I said, because I don't. I was like, you still ask for an awful lot. I was like, you ask for stuff on a constant. I talked to him.
I need
like,
a holiday from you.
Turns around, right? So I twist his little seat in. He's in the car and then he kind of gives me the side eye and he was like, would you like to go on holiday on your own? And I said, yes. Yeah. And I slammed the door. And then I got in, obviously, to drop him off to play school. And he just laughed when I got into the car because he just knew he was winding me up. A 4-year-old, mm-hmm. he knew.
They know.
And then I was just leave from here.
They know.
Yeah, I was about to leave the house, come here. And him and his little friend, and she's a girl. And she was like, where are you going, Jen? I said, I'm going to work. But who's going to mind the children?
Oh.
I was like, oh.
They're starting you young.
This bitch turned 5 at the weekend.
Yeah.
She's starting young.
Yeah.
Her mama's gone on holidays without the kids. Mm-hmm. Because I've said to her, your mom's car isn't there, is she? And, oh yeah, my mom's gone on holidays. So she's been minded by her dad before. Yeah. So I don't understand where this, like, she's already a misogynist.
Yeah.
I'm like, the fuck?
What's going on here, girl?
Yeah, seriously.
I'm going to have a conversation with your parents.
Do you have a lot of retraining, please? That'd be great.
Imagine who's going to mind the shit. I'd be like, do you want to get in there and give it a go?
Actually, what's your thoughts on the bear and the man situation? Have you seen this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think it's doing that?
I think it's, of course it is. All these little things are doing stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to insert this because I feel like me and you have discussed this quite a bit. But I saw this again the other day. It's going around again because of the bear versus man debate. If you're not sure what the bear versus man
just
debate is,
just type it into TikTok. It's would you rather be left in the woods with a bear or a random man? But women are asking their partners this.
Yeah.
And even they're questioning what's the man's intentions. Like, it's making them open their eyes, basically.
Well, there's a lot of men being like, obviously, like, a bear is 100% of a chance of killing you. And it's like, and then there's loads of, but then you'll
just
ask them,
the takes on it.
Would you rather your daughter be in the woods with a bear or a man? And they're like, well, see, a man's intentions can change over time. And you're like,
Yeah, now you're saying it.
So this other, I think with baby reindeer happening, we'll talk about that on the Patreon. I think with baby reindeer and all of the conversations that are going on the internet, this is like a nice, I suppose, summary. Rather than hearing it from like me and Jen, this is Daniel Sloss at an X Talk.
Yeah, there was quite a lot of people actually recommended him when Matt Rife was going viral.
Yeah.
They were like, don't listen to this fuck. Listen to
this guy.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and I think it summarizes it really well as well from like a male perspective and what kind of needs to be done.
Yeah.
So.
If every single woman who has experienced sexual assault was to go to the police, there are not enough police officers or courtrooms in the world to deal with the problem, and that's not even taking into consideration that the problem goes all the way to the very top. Now, that's not my way of saying you shouldn't go to the police, it's just my way of letting you know how big this fucking problem is. 97% of rapists will not spend a single day in jail. That is a real statistic. That is fucking abhorrent. So how do we fix that? How does society, how do we fix this? How do we stop this happening? It's all I've been thinking about for the past year, over and over and over again. How do you fix this? How do you stop this? How do you prevent this from happening? And I've got no answers, man. The only thing I can think of is it has to involve us. And by us, I mean men. Now, to the women in the room, I know you know this. None of this is new information to you. You've lived your life, you've got your experiences, and your voices are more important and necessary in this discussion than mine. That being said, I would still like to lend my voice to the discussion. And to the men in the room, I want to make something crystal clear. This isn't an attack. I'm not accusing you of anything. And more importantly, I'm not accusing your friends of anything. I'm just trying to tell you my experience, and this is my experience. I knew this man for 8 years, and he fucking did it. There are monsters amongst us and they look like us. If you are sick of the narrative that is currently going on about men, feel free to change it, but you have to get involved. Don't make the same mistake I did for years, which was just sitting back and being like, well, I'm not part of the problem, therefore I must be part of the solution, because that's just not how this fucking shit works. I believe, and deep down I know, that most men are good. Of course we are. But when 1 in 10 men are shit and the other 9 do nothing, they might as well not fucking be there. Being good on the inside counts for absolutely fuck all. You have to actively be good and get involved. Instead of having this fucking hero complex of being like, I'm going to beat up a rapist, fucking prevent one, stop one, because I know it can be done, because I know how I fucking failed at it. Because if I'm being 100% honest with myself, were there signs in my friend's behavior over the years towards women that I ignored? The answer is yes. And then he raped my friend, and that's on me until the day I die. Talk to your fucking boys. Get involved. Because I'm going to be honest with you, lads. Women are trying their hardest to not get raped. Like, every day, they try to not get raped. I think it's their priority. Mine's is Wi-Fi. I can't do much. I just won't do nothing anymore. And I'm just suggesting that you do the same. Now, my friend, she's been helping me write this end bit because it's a very sensitive subject and I want to try and do it justice. And after the first preview, I was very, very nervous. And I ran up to her and I was like, what do you think? Do you think I'm making it too much about me? And she was like, yeah, every second of every day. That's what you're doing right now, you fucking moron. And I was like, means I love you. She was like, that's the only way you can do. Only talk about it from your perspective, because men will listen to you. And they will, because I look like them. And that's not fair, but it's true, so maybe we can use it to our advantage. There was a very famous experiment several years ago. Scientists worked out that if you take a frog and you put it into boiling water, the frog will jump out immediately because it knows it's about to die. Whereas if you take the same frog and you put it into cold water, if you slowly heat the water up, the frog is unable to tell the difference in the changing temperature and it slowly boils to death. I'll be the water. Ladies, you're boiling as you have every single right to be at this point in time. So what I'll do is I'll put on a little comedy show and I'll spend the first 75 minutes starting off very cold, getting the men on side with jokes that I know they'll agree with. I'll say things like, all right, boys, do you like kids and you're not a paedophile? And they'll be like, I do like kids and I'm not a paedophile. That's very well observed. Interesting. I'm going to listen to more of what my twin brother has to say. And I'll be like, all right, boys, do you like drinking? They're like, fucking hell, I'm a complex individual, but that's two for two. He's absolutely nailed me. This is unbelievable. Is he a psychic or a comedian? What is this show? Come on. There's no way he'll get the third thing. The third thing would be impossible. Pussies are confusing. Fuck me dead. Never has a man seen into my soul so much. And then I'll slowly turn the temperature up. Now, don't worry, I will leave on an actual joke so we don't all leave here sad. But before I go, just to the men in the room, I want to make something crystal clear. This is not meant to be a fucking lecture or someone on the high horse telling you something. It's a man who fell off his fucking horse. It's a man who fucking failed. And these are just the things I wish I'd known a couple of years ago. If you think this does not affect the women in your life, talk to them after this show and watch your world crumble before your very eyes. If you think this does not affect the women in your life, it's not because it's not happening to them. It's because they don't trust you enough to talk to you about it. And that's the single worst thing I ever learned about myself. If everything,
there you go. Now I that, like, everybody's been recommending him for a good year now because he does like that. He just kind of, he speaks to, like he says, the men that will actually fucking listen to him, because women have been saying this for years. I've seen a load of different clips now, because it was an Australian duo, you must have been on radio or whatever, and she was like, look, I've been saying this for fucking years, so I'm not gonna say it. So she handed him, her co-host, a mail, what she was like thinking in her house. Yeah. Because there was a couple of, I don't know what happened in Australia recently. I actually didn't look into it. I just kind of watched this clip, but apparently it's ramped up a good bit in Australia. And then that attack in that shopping centre as well didn't, you know, obviously contribute to it. But he couldn't get through it without crying. Because, you know, you could see him realising
what he was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was realising this is what happens kind of all of the time. So, yeah, talk to your fellas. Basically.
Play this part.
Play this part.
Play this part. And then you can, like,
yeah. Because it would be great, like, to just, like, open up the conversation a little bit. Just make them think just for 2 fucking minutes. Like we said, what do women want? A bit of consideration. Thanks very much. That's all we fucking want. We'll leave it off with a little snippet of our Patreon. You can sign up in the link below in the show notes. It's always there. And we're going to continue the conversation about WhatsApp mistakes, etc. over there. We hope you enjoyed. Enjoy the banker. And we will talk to you next week. Bye. Back when I was single, I accidentally sent a... This isn't me, by the way. I'm reading out DM. Yeah. Back when I was single, I accidentally sent a very long, in-depth text about sexual escapades of a one-night stand meant for my friend to my daughter's dance teacher. Now, with this friend...
They must have the same name.
I am not usually shy about going into the nitty-gritty of it. Oh. I typed it up in a blank message and copied and pasted it into what I thought was our chat, but actually it was to the dance teacher. So the dance teacher got an extremely long message about my casual hookup that was filled with BDSM and my enjoyment of a good spanking. Needless to say, I could never look at her in the eye again, and it's been 7 years. I still cringe when I see her.
Yeah. I wish standard. I could say don't cringe, but like, I don't know how you'd...
Yeah, no, I don't know how you'd... Yeah. I mean, own it. If you're going to do it, own it. You fuck it, own it. Like.
It's like, that's... It's an acquaintance knowing these things. It's not a...
Yeah. And I think you just kind of have that, especially when your kid is doing like an after school activity, you want to come across as like a really responsible parent.
You're like bringing her. She's always on time.
Yeah.
She loves it here.
She's punctual.
Yeah.
Her attendance.
She loves it
fantastic.
Here. Thank you so much. Yeah. She loves it. And then you're like, And then he put me over his lap and he got the paddle out. And yeah. Yeah, it's like, it'd be different if you were like, shag the slab, blah, blah, blah. You'd be like, gas. But yeah. It's the fact that you were like, nitty gritty. And that's tough.
It's like when you find out somebody's a swinger.
Yeah.
You just, like, there is a bit of
imagination running right.
Yeah. Well, I suppose if she got into really a lot of depth about it, there's no wondering.
No.
You got the full story. Move on.
Nothing else to talk about here.
There's nothing else to talk. Don't be speculating. I've told you everything.
I've told you everything, actually.
Fuck off.
So piss off.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.